It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Bill Radke. The Seattle International Film Festival begins today. Among the many, many offerings is a short film called Always. Angela DeMarco is the Seattle-based writer and director of the film.
I never wanted it to be a film that is just about losing a child during pregnancy.
The film Always is DeMarco's directorial debut. In it, she follows a couple grieving over their loss, and it is partially based on her own story. When she joined us in the studio, she told us about losing her own son, Caleb, during pregnancy and why she dedicated the film to him.
This was the third child that my husband, Dave, and I had lost. And Caleb was the furthest along. So we were out of the quote-unquote danger zone. You know, don't say anything until after 3 months. And after losing two, I kind of realized like, oh, I guess that's probably why. But just to rewind a little bit before Caleb, after we lost our second, I asked my husband if I could go public. We have kind of a following on social media. We have our own acting studio, our own production company. And when I went public with our second loss, the hundreds of women and men that commented and posted who had also been through that experience. And it shocked me that there were so many and so many who had lost children well past that 3-month mark. So now to Caleb, we were past 3 months. You know, we were past two ultrasounds. We literally saw him that Friday and I knew something was wrong. I felt different. There was a lot of things going on with my body that I knew didn't feel right. And we called the hotline, and this is in December 30th. And the nurse hotline, you know, it's holidays. It's right after Christmas. It's right before New Year's. So you don't get your OBGYN. And the poor nurse said, oh, it's just round ligament pain. Chalked it up to that. So what do? You go on internet, you look at that. It seemed right, I guess. And I went into early labor soon after.
And in Caleb's case, you had told friends, loved ones.
Yes.
Everyone knew that you were pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So this time, what was it like as being part of a community now to mm-hmm. lose Caleb?
Another thing I had done between our second and Caleb was I started a support group called Ciao Bella. Ciao, which some people know is Italian. It means hello, but it also means goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
So for that, that was something I think I needed because I needed people I could talk to that when they said, I can imagine or I understand that I really could look at them and know you actually do.
Do you wish we had more of a culture of women talking more early on about their pregnancies
yes.
and about miscarriages?
Yes, 100%, Bill. It's one of the nurses who helped me in the emergency room after we gave birth to Caleb at home, and it was my husband and my mom. I called my mom, and she lives across the water. Instead of hopping on a ferry, she drove all the way around, was speeding on I-5, and a cop even pulled her over, and she just broke down crying and said, my daughter is losing her son. And he said, let's get you there. So she rushes in the door, and I'll tell you, it was something that I wish if women had been already talking about it, I would have been more prepared. If our medical team had been more willing to talk about it, I would have been more prepared. I had already gone through two, and what I was told was, oh, it's normal.
Why do you think we don't talk more about it or differently about miscarriage?
I really think it's because it is really common. So I could see where, and again, this is not me bashing the medical system. This is me just talking about my own experience. But from my own experience, when we lost our first and all I was told was, well, it happens. Literally, that was the words out of my OBGYN's mouth. Okay, well, it's never happened to me.
That OBGYN probably thought they were being comforting by saying—
Maybe. I would think. Maybe. Yes, actually, yeah. Yes, I would say yes. I would assume that's like, oh, to have comfort in that, hey, this happens. And it's to try again is totally healthy and great. So back to you saying building this community. I loved that I had this community. And me saying I want to start a conversation where we can openly more talk about it is because I think Yes, it is common, but that nurse in the emergency room when I lost Caleb, after we decided to go, she was not from here. I mean, she's here now, but she was from Kenya. And she was saying in her small village, when women get pregnant, you celebrate as soon as you know. And it's almost as though a village, you know, you need a village to raise a child. Yeah, I'm Italian. You know, I have this huge Italian family. Trust me, we are a village. So doesn't it make sense to talk about as soon as you get pregnant so you can start making your village for when you do bring that baby into the world, hopefully, or if you have to say goodbye and let that baby go?
And why do you think women tend to keep their pregnancy to themselves?
It's what we're told.
Up to about, you know, what, 3-month mark or whatever it is.
I mean, I can only speak for me. So for me, it is what was instilled in me since, you know, you took, you know, when you're in school. And they say, you know, that's because that's a lot of times when the problems do occur. But I would like to say this, after starting my support group, the stories of the people that contacted us, I would say well over 50%, if not more, lost their children way past that mark. I'm talking 8 months, 7 months, or they give birth and then there's SIDS, or they give birth and then there's something happens. Because that's also where Always came about, is Always is not a film about miscarriage. And I also don't use that word anymore. And I only used it now because I know that's what people recognize, is when you lose a baby and you can't go full term. I don't think it's fair that we call it this miss something, this mishap, because I think that really undermines myself as a mother.
Sounds like mistake.
Yes.
Like a misstep.
Yes. And it's your carriage, how it missed.
Hmm.
So then it also seems like it's also my fault. Which, trust me, we already feel like it's our fault enough. I mean, I'm a year going on 6 months, and I still have days where, you know, right now I'm welling up. It's, you know, why? Because they still can't tell me.
I'm talking with Angela DeMarco, a filmmaker whose movie Always is a short film premiering at Seattle International Film Festival. And in this film, Angela, you play a mother named Marie,
mm-hmm.
who has lost a child, and Marie imagines seeing her child again.
Mm.
But that child is a, what, 6-7-year-old girl?
Mm.
I assume that the child in the story had died at that age.
Mm.
The word miscarriage, or maybe pregnancy loss is a better word, is not mentioned. Why did you decide to make the film that way?
So with Always, my intent when I wrote it, first of all, I was in a rabbit hole of my own depression. It just came to me and I started writing, and I really didn't know what it was until I had it. And then I asked my husband, are you comfortable with us doing this? Because it was about a man and a woman who lost a child. Now, yes, I made it a daughter. Now, without getting into it too much, I do believe our second child was a girl. So I will say that. Now, I was not as far along with our second as I was with Caleb. But from the support groups that I created, from my own research and books I've read, depending what your beliefs are, I have heard stories of people in general who have lost a loved one, but especially with children. If they have lost an infant, that sometimes the powers that be, whether you believe in God, which I do, but others, you may just think the powers that be or spirits, whatever it is you want to believe, that they will come to you. But a lot of times nobody wants to have an infant come to them because that's a little bit creepy. Those of you who've seen the movie Trainspotting, you know, I think of that movie. You don't want like an infant crawling on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Right? And you can't talk with an infant. Not a conversation. So a lot of times people talk about how their child came to them in the age of like a 6-, 7-, or 8-year-old and how they saw them and they talked to them. So when I wrote the script, I knew that's what this is. My intent was this woman lost this child in pregnancy. Yet, I wanted the story to be ambiguous enough so that anyone who has lost a child can watch this story about the aftermath, the grief and aftermath that happens after losing a child.
And is there a message you wanted to send? That's always a tricky question
yeah.
for an artist, that you're saying, think of your child as an angel, or that you're just saying you're not alone, or what do you want your viewer to get from your film?
For sure that you're not alone. I think I've never felt more alone in my life than I did last year. And I think it's easy for us to get lost, lose faith, lose hope, because not everyone has a great partner. Sometimes these losses break couples apart.
Both you and your husband star in the film, and you show a bit of how both people grieve. Mm. How was that different for you and your husband?
Wow. So, oh, now I'll get emotional. The partner, I think it is so important because I think their journey is almost harder. Because if you think about it, that partner has to be there for the mother, has to care for us. We're the ones, possibly, if it is a case in losing your child during pregnancy, during that loss, they can't understand. So they may not get to fully grieve. I really do think my husband took so much care of me last year that he probably didn't get to fully grieve his own son. And that makes me, I feel awful about that. I'm like, I'll give you this year. No, it's, I mean, I joke about it, but it is something that we need to make light of these situations and find the joy that, wow, we had this child together, but that we did lose the same child together.
Angela, you originally made this film, just told this story for yourself.
Yes.
Said, so why share it with the public in the form of this short film?
When I decided I actually wanted to make it, first I just showed it to David. I said, this is something I'm doing to deal with my grief, is to get it on paper. So I asked him, I said, would you be willing to do this with me? And I said, you know, I'll direct it, I'll produce it, I'll bring a really small crew together. And there's only three actors. And they were all friends. I found out that almost all of us had, without knowing, this is not why I asked them. I asked them first because they're people I loved working with. They were people that I trusted, that I knew could handle if I had to cry every 10 minutes or David would cry, or, you know, that it was going to be a long weekend. I found out that all of them had lost a child personally or had in their family.
You know, many of us know somebody who has lost a child. Do you have any advice on what to say?
For me, what I didn't want to hear was, oh, just keep trying, keep trying. For me, the last thing I wanted someone to assume or tell me was that A, I should try again, and B, that it would, you know, that one would stick, or that one would, you know, be right, or that one, like the others weren't. As of right now, we are not trying. You know, I am past a woman of a certain age. I'm 40 years old. It was already 3 years of us trying that I was like, uh-oh, I'm a grandma. I mean, I know that's not too old nowadays, but still. I also think the reason why I think it could be good, and everyone is different, but for me, it was good to go public because then I didn't have to repeat the same story every single time I saw someone. So I really think just be a friend. Be there to really listen and don't think we need more advice because we probably just got a whole ton of it from our medical team up until the point of losing our children.
Angela DeMarco, again, the film is Always, and it's premiering at the Seattle International Film Festival. Thank you for writing it down, and then thank you for making the film and coming in and sharing it with us.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Always will premiere on Memorial Day, Monday, May 28th, at Seattle International Film Festival. You'll find more information about the film and tickets at our website, KUOW.org. That's our show, The Record, produced by Amina Alsadi, Allison Bruzek, Ajua Jima Brempong, Jason Pagano. Our social media producer is Bree Ripley. And tomorrow, it's the Week in Review. We'll tell you what happened this week and what it all means. Hope to talk to you then.